And we are recording. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ready to Talk podcast. I'm your host, the Thoughtful Beast, aka Trixie. I am here with Jasmine today because Jasmine's going to interview me because I didn't just want to talk for an hour or so about myself to myself. So Jasmine, before that happens, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Hello, I'm Jasmine. I am Trixie's friend. I am currently a software engineer, but I used to work in education and art. Is that enough? What else should I share about me?
Whatever you want to share.
I have a cat.
What's her name?
My cat's name is Lady Gandalf the Grey Goose Vodka. But recently I gave her a new name. I started calling her Marge or Margie because she makes the noise that Marge Simpson makes when she's like worried.
Oh, really?
So like, you know, like the that noise. My cat does it a lot, and so I started to call her Marge. She's like a little worried cat.
That's cute, and maybe not cute, but cute to me.
Yeah.
Not cute that she's worried.
Cute she's that not that's worried. The name it's that came cute. About it.
Yeah, it's okay. Cute. And it is cute. Okay, well, I will just put this out there. I totally asked Jasmine to do this with me like an hour ago because I really didn't feel like, again, talking to myself about myself. So I'm just going to let Jasmine ask me questions. Ready, go, Jasmine.
Oh, okay. So, Trixie, why don't you tell us, first of all, how are you today?
I'm good. I found the slippers to put on my feet so they're not cold anymore. So that makes me really happy. I ate steak today. I'm on vacation because I finished the recital at the studio I work at. So when we were talking about this, my vacation means I get to work on my own stuff until I will take a real vacation sometime this summer.
My gosh. I bet that's a word for, there's a word for that. Like your vacation from like work you don't like and then vacation from actually work.
Probably. Not that I don't like my job, but probably. Yeah.
So I didn't mean to imply you didn't like your work, but less personal work, I guess.
Yeah. Less personal work.
Well, cool. I'm glad that you found slippers and that you had steak. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it is a great time.
Well, what do you want to talk about this, vacation mode that you're in, or would you like to talk more about like the season that you've had, the shows that you've been recording and how that's felt?
We can do both. What do you want to start with?
I'll start with vacation. You just started it, right?
Okay. Yeah. So, I need to call my boss. I haven't told her yet. Okay, well, it's cool. Live in time times. So basically, I was supposed to do summer camps, but my mom recently just had surgery and she's going to retire from her work now. So she wants to do a big celebration / birthday party in August and I'm going to help her with that. So I have that to do. I have, my god sister's wedding is also next month, so not that I have to do a lot with that, but that's also happening, but for me, that's like a lot. That's already a lot. So instead of doing camps, I'm going to use the time where I'm not with my family to be working on my own Thoughtful Beast stuff, and to be setting up and doing more with my local movement Catalyst of San Diego group. So setting up more community events is that's the stuff I want to work on this summer. And so the vacation part of that, Will definitely be the wedding. That is definitely counted as a vacation. My mother's party, I am going to be her MC, so I don't think that counts. But after that, I am probably going to at least take a week of doing nothing. I mean, I don't really know. I would have to talk to Joey and see if we have like trips and stuff planned in October, but I don't know. At the very least, at the end of August, I'll let my brain die, like full die. And that's what that vacation will be.
Love it. Love to hear it. I love a brain die vacation.
Yes. Let that brain die.
Yay, the thoughtful beast. Let the brain die.
New hashtag. Branding for 2022.
Oh boy.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds like, to me, it sounds like not like a vacation in the traditional sense, but it does feel like you are allowing yourself to focus on like, well, your family and then like things you care about personally, and then you can let your brain die.
Yes.
And then you can come back.
Yes. 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 I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. So I'm excited for it, even though it sounds like work, but it's like work that I've been wanting to do and not really been able to focus on. So
yeah.
I am really excited for that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, talking about brains dying, and also just, you know, your previous X number of episodes of your podcast talking about mental health. How do you feel after that experience? Like, is it what you expected?
I didn't really expect anything when I did it. I know that I wanted to share other people's stories, especially the stories and conversations that involved mental health. So that included a lot of social justice stories, just hearing different points of view. And focusing on even that being good for your mental health, right? Like you don't want to just be surrounded by the same kind of thoughts over and over and over and over again, because that's just when it all turns into like groupthink or you're really sheltered to where you are. So I didn't expect anything, but I had a wonderful time, and really I just really wanted to put it out there and complete it, or at least like a season of it. So that makes me really happy that I got to that point.
Yay. I am air clapping because I don't know how audio works with podcasts and if this is good or not.
Well, I can see you, so I appreciate it. The people at home will not be able to see you, but I can see it. So I appreciate it. She's doing it. She's not lying.
You didn't have expectations and you had a good time. Is there anything that like surprised you?
I think actually how joyful it all was, because, you know, when you, or at least for me, and I do think other people think this too, when they think mental health or especially mental illness, they think it's going to be a super serious time. And it is. But also, I am not a super serious person. I mean, I am, but I'm also like this. So I'm glad that the conversations, as serious as they were and as deep as they were, there were still a lot of moments of joy. And again, like it was really fun for me to talk to people and get to meet them and get to listen to them speak about things that were so important to them. So yeah, I guess that kind of surprised me that it was that fun. Like I knew it was going to be fun, but I didn't know it was going to be that fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. Does it mean that you will continue?
Yes. So I'm about to go on like this whatever quote unquote summer break. It's my podcast, right? So I can do whatever I want. But I will start recording again soon with people and scheduling people. And I do want to switch up my format. So that's going to be interesting. Not that I didn't like, you know, the format that I have going on now, which is like, we're just people talking. Yeah. But there are a couple things that I kind of want to sprinkle in there in terms of like putting a little more, does that sound right? It's going to make it sound more boring, but it won't be. Like learning more about like mental health, maybe like words and certain processes, but it like in a fun way, you know, like trivia or, you know, which is a myth and which isn't. And so like putting that information in there with my guests by playing games and stuff like that based on whatever topic we're doing. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's one idea I have to interject.
Is it, like, basically making it more educational?
I guess so. Yeah. Well, or at least, like, yes, educational. And I think the conversations I've had are really educational. But just to have, like, a moment where it's just like, you know, like, what do these words really mean? And having it in a more interactive way with my guest artist. And also in a way with my audience, right? Like, they might be listening to a recording, but if they're trying to guess, you know, what we're guessing, what a correct definition of X, Y, and Z is, you know, that feels kind of interactive too. And partially I want to do it because, you know, there's a lot of mental health stigma out there. There's a lot of myths and stuff. And I want to show, you know, like sometimes I'm going to ask things that I don't know either. Like I want it known that it's, you know, we don't know a lot. That's a common thing that we need to fix. And it's not something we necessarily need to be embarrassed about, right? Like I'll be asking myself and or they will be asking questions of me, like about the topic that we're on. And yeah, I just want to show it's okay, you know, that we might not know everything and then learn together. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I feel like a lot of podcasts, well, I don't know. I only listen to like 12 podcasts, but I feel like a lot of them, some people listen to many. And
that's great too.
Many more. And also mine are like stupid. Anyway, I feel like podcasts usually are like, this is me, or these are the facts. I'm going to tell you the facts. I'm just reading things to you. Obviously in like some sort of engaging way, and they add little like tinkle bells or whatever. But like the idea of having this be like you're stepping down from the podium of being like, I am the arbiter of information. Like, here's the truth. You know, I'm giving it to you. It becomes even more of a dialogue of like, we're all exploring this together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do actually. It's really funny because when you say that, I think of like marketing words, like building your authority, right? Like, how do you build your brand better? You want to build authority and stuff. And I don't know, I say this a lot, so it's fine. Like, you know, I don't care. Like, I care. Like, I want the Thoughtful Beast to grow. I want my podcast to grow. But like, that's not what I care about, especially yeah. with Ready to Talk, because it's just like, well, like, no, actually with both, really. Like I am the authority only on my own experience, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why I enjoy having other people come on and talk about their experience. Because they're the authority on that. But when it comes to mental health, like no one is really the authority. Like it's so interesting because like, yes, it's something that people study, they're therapists, they're professionals and stuff, but even with that, you know, for therapy to work, you need like the client, you need the person with going to therapy. So i.e. me, you know, we need to be able to talk. We need to be able to also examine like what's going on within ourselves. Like we have that expertise too. And so that's just how it is. And that's, I don't know, that kind of mindset, that kind of like non-needing of a hierarchy to me is helpful and exciting and more my style. I don't know what else to say. So I came up with that last part.
That's fine. It's true. It's fine. What do you, you had a lot of fun. Do you have a favorite moment?
Oh, favorite moments?
Or was there, okay, I have a follow-up question. Keep thinking.
I mean, in general, like, and sorry, this is going to be general. It is kind of like the moments like where I realized in time that I was having so much fun talking to this person, especially with people who I wasn't necessarily close with. Like, you know, it wasn't our first time talking because I usually with everyone I've talked to, I've met beforehand to make sure, you know, we're on the same page before we go live. So the moments that I, you know, really had fun with those people, the ones I didn't know so well, like those were some of my favorite moments. Cause it's nice to know that, I don't have a better way of putting this, but it's nice to know that you can get along with strangers.
Yeah.
Like that's really nice. And I know I'm good at that, which feels very weird to me because I have felt so awkward with people and I feel like I've just been shyer my whole life. But I know I do well with strangers, but it feels really nice. Like it feels really nice because whatever is happening in outside/reality, like for me, I know I still get nervous about talking to people. So it was really great to be in those moments where I'm like, holy crap, I'm enjoying myself.
I feel like you get along really easily with other people. That's my impression of you.
That apparently is a common... That is a common description of me. And when I relayed to one of my god sisters, like in 2019, that I didn't know this, she called me stupid.
Oh no.
But no. I mean, like, she's like, you're so dumb. You've always been that way. And I was like, I have. So I mean, that's cool. I will accept this compliment.
I mean, good. I know where you're coming from as well, because like how you present to other people isn't necessarily what it's like in your head. And like, you know, there's a lot of work to make yourself into, well, some more than others, to like make yourself appear a certain way in front of other people. And like, that isn't necessarily not you, but it might not match like how you're feeling and what you think about like interacting with other people, right?
Yeah. And I've thought about that a lot. And I think, I don't know, I know at some point, and one of the things I do at least, I've talked about like recently feeling like I didn't know how much I've been masking. Because of like, I don't know what to call it. Like I've high function masked to the point where like I don't even know that I'm masking some things. Until like way later, I'm like, oh, you know what? That did hurt my feelings. Like I should have brought it up then, or I could have brought it up then, or, you know, like feeling later on, like, why am I feeling such a low way? And then realizing it's like, oh, it's cause like, you know, I was just kind of being okay and saying what I was okay. And I thought I was okay, but I really wasn't paying attention to my emotions anymore.
Wait, that's me.
Yeah, we're very functional, Jasmine. We're very functional people.
I have a lot of that masking, and then like weeks, months, or years later being like, oh, that person was a dick, and I just let them be that way.
Yeah. I understand. It sucks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's not always fun. That mindfulness and presentness and then realizing those things, it's always hard. And it takes a lot of time. But, I mean, it's good time spent.
Yeah. Do you feel like, do you ever, assuming that you go through similar realizations as me, do you ever have a moment where you have that realization, like, oh, this person actually sucked, and, like, it wasn't me? Do you ever feel like, oh, like, but maybe I am thinking that because I want it to be that way, and it wasn't?
Yes. When it comes to personal relationships, I tend to take the blame. And even when I know it's not my fault, or when it comes to things I can't fix, I have a hard time letting go. But I do let go, or I try letting go. I try, not making that need of mine other people's problem, because I've done that before. But yeah, it is very difficult for me. My therapists and my roommates and my boyfriends have to, like, reassure me sometimes, like, no, like, that really isn't you, like, that's that person. Because I just have that, you know, old programmed default setting of it. No, it's my fault. So I need to fix something.
I have been going through a lot of imposter syndrome lately, and that just feels like imposter syndrome without the just overall. It's like broadly.
Yes, imposter syndrome for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes. And I think for me, you know, for some of it, I know is definitely like trauma and the way I was raised and all that stuff. And then the other part of it is like, society and just repeating patterns as I got older with different people when I thought I was making a change.
Yeah.
And it's so easy as you go on in life to build quote unquote proof of, you know, those things that you thought when you were young, or, you know, like, you're not enough, you're not worthy. And that can build into imposter syndrome at work or wherever, or it can just be an overall life thing of not thinking, you know, that you're not good enough or that you just suck.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I feel like that falls into like my CPTSD, my complex post-traumatic stress disorder, where it's just like, well, my personality got really messed up by trauma, and here is a big part of it. Like the part of me that feels like, oh, it is my fault and I desperately have to change things. And yeah. And so it's odd. It's so odd being aware of yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still like, and
but
yes,
it's still happening.
Yes. It's still happening. It's like, I can cope with it more and I can make sure that I don't cause damage to myself or my relationships, but it's still happening. Like, the thoughts are still happening. So it's really hard. Like, it's hard to balance all that stuff.
Do you feel like by talking about it and about mental health in general, has that changed how you cope?
Yes. And that for me, I think, starts with going to therapy, like when I was in college and just, how old was I? Oh, I was so young. I don't know. How old was I when it was like, I was probably like 20, 21 when I first went to therapy when I was in college. And it's changed my life a lot. And a lot of that talking, especially in therapy, really helped me with getting the validity I needed that, you know, there were a bunch of things that happened to me that were not my fault. And at the same time teaching me, even though those things aren't my fault, I am now responsible for coping with them and dealing with them, which sucks, to be honest. Like, that will always suck, but it's like true, you know, like it sucks that I didn't put myself in really bad places. But I'm the one who has to clean it up. And though that is unfair, it's not the worst thing, because, you know, learning to, like, quote unquote, fix yourself or whatevs, like, that can be really cool, you know? Mm-hmm. It really is just like, sometimes it's hard because it's just like, yeah. And some of the things that you face, traumas and whatever that you face, you know, like, they take a long time to go away. Some of them don't go away. And that's really hard. But the thing about, like, trying to work on yourself and trying to build a better life is that, you know, there are these great moments in your life and you are building strength. All these good things, like, are still possible and they do happen. It's all worth it. I just also know that, you know, when it's like, I also just know that, you know, when you're down there, you can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard. And which is why, like, you know, I have the podcast and I do talk about this stuff, because it's just like, well, hopefully if you hear someone else talk about it in a very genuine way, you know, not just like, good vibes only, like, you know, when you just talk about, like, mental health and, like, how you're doing in a very genuine way, hopefully, like, that does give people hope. Because, you know, it's just like, oh, this person is still here. This mm-hmm. person is still hopeful. Like, this person is still trying. And, you know, that's not a fix. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, it's not a, if you try, everything will be better. You know, like, no one can really say that. Well, you can say it, but, you know, no one really knows the future.
Yeah.
And that's also better is the definition for you to decide. But, like, you know, the possibility is there. You know, I can say the possibility for better is there, literally, if you keep going. Just because there's literally more time for crap to happen, you know. Life is crazy. Like, look at the freaking coronavirus. And, you know, that's a negative example of life changing. But, like, things change quickly. And they can change quickly for the worse. And sometimes they really can change quickly for the better. Sometimes you wander into being free, which is so strange. But sometimes you do. Sometimes you just walk into a better space, or, you know, finally the work you've been putting in, like, does lead you into a better space. Like, those things are possible. I feel like I'm rambling, but that's okay.
I like that at the end, sometimes you wander into being free. That's beautiful.
Thank you. It's so odd. Like, I feel like it sounds so cheesy, but, you know, sometimes it's true. It's like, it's not maybe, like, perfectly free, but sometimes, like, you know, those moments that you have where you just realize that you are in a better place, or things that mm-hmm. some things that used to affect you so much, like, you don't give a crap about.
Yeah.
You know, and there are things that were really big to you. And it, you know, and this is different at every age. Like, I know when I was younger, like, I just, you know, when you have, like, a crush on someone and it's, like, the biggest thing in your life. And at that point, yeah. It's like, it's the biggest thing in your life. And, you know, and you get so embarrassed, you don't know what to do, and you think about it all the time. And if that person, like, you're having a crush on ever, like, treats you poorly or just, like, doesn't look at you or whatever, it, like, defeats your whole being.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, those kind of feelings. And then, like, one day you just, you don't care that that happened anymore, you know, for some things. you know, some things stay with you, but some things, it's great to look back and be like, oh crap, at least I don't care about that anymore. You know, I, this is my example for this because it's the only thing I thought of, but it's because it's very true. Like, I rarely shave my legs anymore because Joey doesn't care and I don't care. And the me not caring took longer. And so now when I do shave my legs, it's for like funsies, or I'm like, oh, here's a somewhat of a special occasion where this is an appropriate response. I'll shave my legs. But like, you know, like I really don't care about that anymore. Like my legs are hairy. Yeah. And I'm lucky because I'm Asian. So like the hair isn't that dark, but you know,
I've never shaved my legs.
There you go. You were born free.
Well, I'm also Asian, so I don't know if that says anything.
I don't know. Like, for me, it does, because when I was younger, like, I was so self-conscious about my body hair. Like, I would shave my arms.
Damn.
Like, I was just so self-conscious. I would shave. Yeah, I would just shave my arms, which is crazy. Because I look at my hair now, I'm like, this is not bad at all. But, you know, when you're younger and you have so many insecurities like that, I was just like, I'm a wolf. I need to get rid of this. Like, you know, it was really bad. And yeah, again, like when you get older, like those big things that would like rule your life, they just don't anymore. And, you know, there are sheddings of that as you get older. Like, hopefully, you know, you just, I don't know. It's great. I am like 32 and every year I just stop caring about things that aren't helpful anymore. A lot of like self-conscious stuff, which is so funny because I'm still really self-conscious, and I just goes to show you how self-conscious I was before. Still on the up and up, it still counts.
Yeah, it's true. I think I can relate to that too. I don't know if I can think of a specific example, but I think I have moments like you described where it's very mundane. Like when you talk about like wandering into it, like it'll just be like whatever. And for that moment, I'll be like, oh, like nothing is bad right now. Yeah. In this like minute, excuse me. In this minute, it's like, it's everything's fine. And like, I should be okay with that. You know, and not like search for like, why am I not worrying about something? You know,
that trap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it feels, and those moments feel so nice. And you're right. Like sometimes, like actually a lot of times I feel like, you know, like wandering into that freedom, it is like the mundane stuff. It's like when it doesn't, when you're not trying to think about it, like those moments happen.
Yeah.
And trying to let them happen and trying not to, you know, be like, well, why isn't everything okay? Or like, for me, I'm really good at waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, you know, I'm just like always expecting like, oh, I'm too happy. Something horrible is going to happen now. That's really hard to fight, but it's worth it to fight because that's not a fun way to live at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Always wondering, like, you know, when you're happy, it's a sad response to wonder why are you happy, you know, like that's not a great response. So I've had many friends and many people tell me, you know, just like go with it. When you're happy, just go with it. You know, ride that wave. You don't know how long it's going to last. And I'm like, that's true. I should just ride it.
I love how that's like kind of just tricking your panic into forcing you to be happy.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta use your weaknesses as your strengths.
Yep.
It's like, you know, something, yeah, sometimes that's just how it has to be.
Yeah. It works. Like, it does it.
Super works. Yeah.
So that's kind of what matters.
Yeah, dude, there are some things that work. Like, there are some of my weaknesses that sometimes I'm like, no, Trixie, this is the time to be stubborn. Like, you know, like, sometimes those things are helpful. Like, and it's, I think it's a good way of thinking, you know, like, emotions, the way you feel. Like, not everything's black and white. You know, it's just not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, being mad is not great. And sometimes being mad is really motivational for you to do something helpful for the world or yourself.
Yeah, right. Do good out of spite.
Yes. Doing good out of spite. And then the second step is just like, how do I not also be spiteful?
Yeah. Whatever, like, starts you, like, starting is hard, you know?
Starting is hard.
So when you get there, then you can be like, how do I keep doing this but not be spiteful or panicky or whatever?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, because those, yeah, a lot of quote unquote negative emotions can be really helpful for change. And then learning how to make sure that, you know, those don't just stay your only motivations, because then you can turn evil.
Oh my God.
You become the villain. I'm watching. Have you seen Boku no Hero?
No.
Oh, so good. There's this one character. It's just like, you can so easily become a villain. So let's see what happens. Like, you know. Yes, that's what's on my mind right now. That's what I answered. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, it please DM me which character, if you know him, who I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Have you, talking about like shows, have you seen Inside by Bo Burnham?
No. Someone told us to watch that.
I'd be curious what you think about it, because it's about his mental health during the pandemic and like being a comedian, and also just the political climate. Like, I've been a fan, so like I enjoyed it. But it's, an experience.
I think anytime mental health is out there, on that biggest stage with not like its full premise is entertainment, but obviously like that was a stand-up show, so entertainment is like a big factor of that. Mm-hmm. Mental health can just get really tricky, and how it's presented and with how people receive it, which you can't control that. I don't know, I haven't watched it yet. Now I really want to watch it. It's going to be interesting because I can see like a million ways it's going, but
yeah,
you know, overall it doesn't sound like this person is like trying to stigmatize mental health, so it's like, I like when people talk about mental health, like it just needs to be talked about more. It just needs to be talked about more, and like, it's, you know, things aren't going to be perfect all the time, but that's what happens when you talk about things that you don't talk about it. Like, you know, that you don't talk about. Like, I think of like 13 Reasons Why.
Mm-hmm.
And how like that caused a whole controversy. And I get that, but also there were lots of really important messages and stories in that show. You know, it's not black and white. And when you talk about mental health and mental illness and trauma, it's not, but it does need to be talked about so that people can talk about themselves and also get help if they need it.
Yeah. I think what part that, I'll be curious if you get this impression, but there is like a lot of hints about like how performative things can be in front of a camera. Like, it was clear that he was either not well or he was performing as a person being not well. Like, for me, I started thinking about that. I don't know if that's like going to be a message that's clear for everyone, but I'm curious, like, because right now you spend a lot of your time in front of cameras and microphones, like, talking about mental health, do you feel like anything you're doing is performative that way?
Oh, it is such a good question. Like, yes and no. I think because, you know, literally, like right now, I'm recording with you purposefully, right? I know this is going out to people. And I, because of that, one, I try not to ramble, you know, because I mean, I do, but I try not to. I'm also very cognizant about how I talk about mental health and certain things like suicide. I'm very cognizant of about my humor when I record things. And I don't, and I think in a way, like, that's kind of performative. Like, it's performative in that, like, I am purposely recording something. This is obviously not just a candid thing that someone caught. Mm-hmm. So in a way, like, it's performative like that, which is fine. It's like, yeah, I'm doing something with reason, and I'm not just doing it as me, Trixie, but as me, a mental health advocate. You know, there's layers on top of it. I think going back to masking, like, it can be really hard when you're not doing well. And I can only imagine. No, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine what it's like being a comedian and jokes and talking a specific way. That is your art, right? But it's also your form of communication. It's like your way to express yourself, but also it's tied up with all these other things. And it, because it's a joke, right? At the end, it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to at least provide some relief. So I can't even imagine what that feels like. I can't imagine what that feels like. I like comedies that are about mental health. Like, I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. You know, that's like one of my favorite shows. Like, that's an inspiration to me. And humor and mental health is really hard. And yeah, it's really hard. Like, even with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, right? Like, that's more of a show. But with a comedy stand-up, like, it's not written out like a script. It feels more like that person talking, because it is that person talking. I feel like a comedy special is a little closer to what we're doing than like a scripted out TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of like seeing how vulnerable a person is actually being, we're not characters. We're us.
Yeah.
And that's really hard. And I don't know, like, I get what you're asking, and I do sometimes feel like, am I forcing myself to not cry right now? Because I want the point to get across. And sometimes if I am crying, I'll actually question myself, and I'll, like, you know, I'll get freaked out, and I'll be like, oh my God, am I just being way too dramatic right now? Like, or what? And I try, you know, it's really hard to get out of your head, especially like when it's like in the present like that. But that's, I just try to, you know, if I'm crying, I try to let myself cry. If I'm not, I don't try to push it. And I just try to stay in the present and not get into my head, because I feel like, at least for me, it could go really performative, especially because I am a performer. Like, I'm a dancer and I act, and I have the skills, right? I have the skills for that. And then I also have my masking skills. So I can see how it could go really performative. So, you know, I have to be cognizant about it not being that way. It's like an odd circles.
It's like a recursive, like, performativeness, because like you say, you're recording yourself, like, intentionally, and so automatically there's something in your head, like, watching what you say and, like, thinking about it. And then correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like there's that piece, and then there's a third A third one that's like, or like trying to rein that second person or whatever back and saying like, you can't like control this. You should just be you. You should just continue to be you and not like question it and like make this into a narrative or not. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Welcome to my brain.
Yeah.
There are multiple things going on all the time. Even if I'm not doing something like this, it's just a little different. But yeah, now I'm really intrigued to watch that special.
It's not like stand-up.
Oh, that will be even more interesting.
There's songs. It's mostly songs. You'll like it, I think.
Oh, I'm sure I'll like it.
Please tell me what you think.
I
hate, okay, so I apologize about that. I hate people like recommending me shows and telling me I have to watch something because I am bad at that. I don't watch anything. I'm really bad at it. And I like when someone says you have to watch this, I'm like, yeah. And then I don't. And I know that like my friendship with this person will not be as strong because I won't do it because of the type of person that I am. And so I apologize for being like, watch this show.
It's
I don't
okay.
want to be that. You know?
I don't mind. And I actually watch a lot of things. So, you know, no damage done.
Okay.
No damage done.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, I don't have any other questions. You have anything else you want to say? Any thoughts that you had that I didn't pull out of you?
No, I don't think so. We talked about it, you know, and talking about mental health is important. That's why the podcast exists.
Yeah.
I always love being, oh, okay, well, before you ask your question, I always do love being on the other side because it's easier to just answer questions. I will say that, like, not that I don't enjoy hosting, because I do, and I love finding things out about other people, but I'm also just like, my brain just gets to answer like and still through those many hoops, but it's not like having to like prompt my brain and making sure that my question makes sense and all that other good stuff. So, go, I guess you have a question.
I was gonna ask, if someone just like imagine we're in a room right now and someone just like walked in and listened to us or another episode of your podcast or something else that you've made and then left that room, what would be the takeaway that you would want them to get from the things you make?
I hope. Sorry, I like don't know what to say because in my head, my head automatically went, I hope they say, that's cool. But like, that's not really helpful.
I love that answer.
And I mean, that is my answer. And when I say like, that's cool and that like, you know, oh, people are talking about mental health and it's okay. And that's cool. Again, like literally just destigmatizing it. I hope they get that sense. You know, I hope they get like, oh, this is gonna sound really cheesy, but it's okay. You know, like I really hope they do get inspired to talk. Like, you know, it's like my sign off, like, so you're ready when it's your time to talk. I talk mwah at the end, but yeah. But like, it's true. Like, I hope listening to other people's talk about their struggles or about their points of view really give people motivation, inspiration, and like permission to speak about things that they need to speak about, especially in regards to their mental health. Or to social issues. Yeah, because, you know, life is hard. Life is so hard. And when you're keeping life and its struggles to yourself, like, it becomes really heavy. And being lonely and not having anyone to talk to or feeling that there's no one who will listen to you isn't just sad, but it's also dangerous. You know, that's life-threatening. That's really not a good place to be. So I hope people go away with feeling like, you know, maybe I can talk. And does that mean that has to be on a podcast? No, not at all. But that could mean, you know, that they feel like they can talk to a friend now, or a family member, or whoever, whatever they need.
Yay.
Yeah, that's really nice. What I hope they get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No, thank you for doing this. Is way less awkward. I was like, how am I gonna, like, do I just start talking? And I'm like, man, I should have written a script for this then. So it's just not me going for like 2 hours not knowing what's happening.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Jasmine.
Appreciate you too, Trixie.
Okay, so before I sign offs, if you want people to find you, if you don't, it's totally fine. But where can they find you then, Jasmine?
I'm like less online, which is a good thing for me, but my username online typically is Jasmine, J-S-M-N-E-Y. So points out my cheeks.
And you all can't see what's behind Jasmine right now, but she makes really cool art, and yeah. I'm pretty sure you can still buy it.
Maybe. This is a good question. I don't actually know.
Okay, maybe. Well, if it is, then it's at least on. If it is, if you can buy it, you can probably buy it still at Society 6, because that's where I buy it.
Oh, yeah. You're right. So, yeah. See?
Yeah. Yeah. I did it. I will make Jasmine stick around for my sign off. And I won't record another outro except for this. So thank you to everyone who's been listening to this podcast, and thank you to everyone who will listen to this in the future. I take this seriously, in that, like, you know, this podcast is a lot of other people's stories as well as mine. And so they're very dear to me. And so when you guys listen, it makes me really happy to help or be a part of someone else being heard, and to help destigmatize, like, all the crap around mental health and mental illness. Like, it makes me really happy. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for your support. This will be my break. This summer I'll be recording more people, and I'll also be working on products. So I have my Golden Goddess affirmations for Asian women that I made. So if you go to my website, www.thethoughtfulbeast.com, you can find them. And, you know, I'm being really weird now because I feel awkward marketing myself. But also those mean a lot to me as well, as an Asian woman myself. I don't know. We just, you know, Jasmine, we don't get that stuff. Like, we don't get stuff aimed at our mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, it's unfortunate. Yeah, the stigma in our culture. So those are important to me as well. So honestly, anything anyone ever supports of mine, like, seriously, thank you so much. And I hope I provide some sort of value. I'm really underselling myself here. It's totally fine. I hope I provide value, whether it's like great knowledge and great conversations or a little chuckle because I'm so awkward. That's okay. if you have any questions about what I do, totally DM me. I'm here. I love talking about mental health. Again, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jasmine, for being here and listening to my awkward, especially here at the end. Yeah, I think that's it for now. So please take care of yourself so you're ready when it's your turn to talk.
Yay! Goodbye! Bye!